I want to start with the motivation of evangelism, how to motivate ourselves with the idea or with the promise or with the advice of our Lord saying, whoever loves me gathers with me. Man yuhibbani yajma' ma'i. It was not written in this exact way, but it was written, as I will tell you, in a different way. Like, in the idea is there. اللي بيحب ربنا يشتغل مع ربنا يجمع مع ربنا. دي الايديا اللي عاوزين نفهمها، لان ده ممكن يعمل لنا motivation. يعني ايه؟ to express your love to the Lord you have to gather with him. You have to. It's not, you know, optional. It's not to choose either to go for evangelism or not. You have to if you love him. So it was written in Saint Luke, Luke chapter 11, he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Who is not with me is against me, and who does not gather with me scatters. And also in Saint Mark, you know, this verse is our theme in whatever courses of evangelism we are doing. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So it's an order. It's an order given by the Lord before his ascension. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Again, another very good verse we have to remind ourselves with in St. John chapter 10, the chapter of the Good Shepherd, if you remember. He said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. And this, you know, I used to use this verse in answering any question coming to us. Did you finish your service in Cairo so you go to Africa or Asia? I always take this verse as an excuse, because God told us, I also have other sheep. I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The key of being evangelist is one word: follow me. If we follow the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will be the perfect missionary ever. It's easy. It's not that easy. But I mean, it's only one idea. Just follow me. When we follow the Lord in whatever he's doing, whatever he's saying, so we will be the exact evangelist, the fisherman he will. So, being a fisherman, we need to remind ourselves with some ideas. The fisherman's net. The net in the hands of a fisherman is the Bible in the hands of a servant. Okay? So, if you study the life of fishermen, you will find out that this kind of fishing is not that easy as it appears. It's not just throw the net in the water and then catch the net and you will find the fish. No, it's a skill. It's something you exercise for many years to gain the experience. So many are talented, but even if this is kind of talent, also it has to be developed, trained, educated, exercised, practiced. So many may believe that the story of evangelism is just, I can go anywhere and tell anybody Jesus loves you. It's not that easy. It's not that simple. It's kind of a skillful career. So using the net in the hands of an experienced fisherman is very much different from using the net in the hands of anyone who had no experience. That's exactly what I want to tell you about the Bible. we need to exercise the Bible as a tool of evangelism. We need to love the Word of God. We need to pray with the Word of God. We need to put ourselves in the stories of the Bible. We need to imagine how to apply the Word of God on our life and others' life. So it's not just simple way. We need to spend more time with the Bible in order to be good fishermen. It's kind of following the Lord. Also, it was written in one of the stories of St. Peter that they spent some time washing the net. What kind of washing the net? I think, I'm not very good in fishing again, but I think that putting the net in the water sometimes may get some stones, some ashab, so they need to clean it. They need to clean the net in order to be ready to catch new fish. So this kind of cleaning, we have to clean our ideas, I mean. Sometimes the ideas in the Bible are not that clear in our minds. The will of God, although we know many of the verses, but actually the will of God is not very pure in our minds. So we need to clean the net. We need to put the Bible in our mind, in our heart, and clean, not only just some verses. Also, it was written in chapter 5 of St. Luke that they threw the net. Sometimes the net, when you throw it in the water and you catch it back, you find out that part of the net was torn out. So we need to نخيط الإنجيل يعني إيه. We need to add an idea beside an idea. We need to put the ideas together. We need to plan how to preach. We need to design the story or the dialogue with the non-believer. This kind of khiyata, it's also a skillful career, a skillful job. So it's not that easy. ساعات الواحد يبقى فاكر لو حفظ آيتين يقدر يروح يبشر. لا يا جماعة, ده الصياد السمك بيقعد له كذا سنة صبي صياد. انت هتطلع كارز من كورس 3 شهور بالراحة شوي, خليك صبي كارز, قابلينك صبي كارز, بس برضه تشتغل. لكن خلينا فاهمين انه الموضوع بياخد اكسبيرينس زي اي كارير في الدنيا. So I want to read the practicing or the using or the exercising the net. We need to exercise. Did you ever exercise the net, the Bible, with any non-believer? Did you have any chance telling one that, by the way, we have a good verse in the Bible saying so and so? You have to try it, because this is the main key of evangelism. The second point of the example of a fisherman like a preacher is the fisherman's boat. Being a fisherman using a net, you cannot, you know, stand on the shore and just throw the net. This is kind of nonsense. No, you have to have a boat and go deeper, and you have to have some helpers, as we will see. So the boat is very much essential in the work of evangelism. And the boat, work with the boat, stands for the church. We, as Orthodox preachers, we are not allowed to speak out the salvation without a church. As we all believe, we cannot catch this salvation without the church. I don't mean the building of the church, but all the church matters, in which we can baptize these people, in which we can teach them, in which they can get the communion, tanawul, in which they meet the abuna. When you grow more and more in the courses of evangelism, you will see clearly that we plant the Word of God as seed, and also we have another vision of church seeding. There is two lines, word seeding and church seeding. When you go to anywhere, any country, in which there is no Coptic church, there is no Orthodox church. When you plant the word of God, you seed the word of God, seed يعني بزرة. So you just try with many to speak the word of God, but also you are seeing or you are praying for, when will I have a church? Because when I work with somebody telling him the truth about my Lord Jesus Christ and how is he is the Savior, he is the Creator, he is the loving God, okay, that's very good. But what next? The next step needs a church. If you throw the net and you don't have a good boat, you cannot take the net with the fish inside the boat. And that's what happened actually in one of the stories of St. Peter before, that the boat could not stand for the big number of fish. فاكرين القصة بتاعت لوقا 5 لما ابتدت المركب تغرق. النت كويسة صيدة سمك كتير بس الكنيسة أو المركب مش مستحملة السمك. فاهمين؟ إذن it might happen sometimes you go preaching the word of God and many may accept the word, but when they come to the church they find out that the church are not ready to accept them. The church are not very healthy to open her heart for anyone. So we need to build the church from inside in order to be ready to accept the fish. So when we speak about the boat of the fisherman, the church of a preacher, we need to know that we have to be careful not to drown. First of all, I have to care for the church not to go into conflicts and problems. وتبقى الكنيسة بتغرق يبقى خلاص قضية الكرازة باظت. أنا لازم الأول أضبط كنيستي من جوه. فاهمين المعنى؟ يبقى زي ما أنا ذاكر الإنجيل كويس لازم يبقى عندي كنيسة قوية عشان اللي جاي يدخل ما يطلعش. ما هو إحنا ابتدينا بكلمة gathering. من يحباني يجمع معايا. In order to gather you have to go out to gather. But when you bring them, you have to bring them in a good way, a good place, in order to enjoy the life with God. Also, bear the wave and wind. The church will always face problems. That's the promise of the Lord. في العالم سيكون لكم ضيق. So the boat will always go up and down with the wind, with the waves. So this is usual. ما حدش يستغرب ان الكنيسة بتتخبط, ده طبيعي, وفي اي بلد لازم تتخبط ولازم بيبقى في مشاكل جوه ومشاكل بره. But in all of these circumstances we have to keep the church strong, we have to love everyone inside the church, we have to pray together, because by having a good church we can have or accept whoever coming to the church. Also, any church should have a captain. And our captain is the good shepherd, is the Lord of the fishermen, is our Lord Jesus Christ, and also his stewards. Stewards, اللي هم الوكلاء, اللي هم priesthood. أبونا البطرك وكيل عن المسيح. He should be a good captain. And أبونا الأسقف, he should be a good captain. أبونا الأسيس, he should be a good captain. And you as the servant should be also a good captain. يعني any boat should have a leader. So the kind of leadership should be there in the heart of any servant. ما ينفعش تبقى كارز وما عندكش أدوات القيادة. أنت هتسوق الغنم اللي جاي من برا وهتسوق المجتمع جوه الكنيسة كمان. فأنت عندك حاجتين بتعملهم, بتصيد الزبون بالإنجيل وبتدخل الزبون في الكنيسة فلازم يدخل ما يطلعش. As written in St. Mark, now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him and he was by the sea. So this kind of multitude, الزحمة دي بتيجي on the word of God, but there is always a boat. The third point I want to mention, being a fisherman, the example of a preacher, we need to know that One of the main virtues or the main characters in the life of a fisherman is the watchfulness, or what we call the spiritual struggle, as-sahar. Most of the fishermen work at night. And you remember the story of St. Peter telling the Lord once, "Ta'ibna al-lil kullu." Okay, did you have this? You have to say this. And I can tell you, most of the residents, our youth living in Ghana, in Sudan, in Philippines, when I was encouraging them, I feel happy. Because I always remember the story of St. Peter. After telling the Lord, "Ta'ibna awi," few minutes later, or maybe 1 hour later, they find out that there are hundreds of fish. So at a time you may feel that you are down, you felt so much tired, you did nothing. Actually, you did a lot, because you spent the whole night praying, trying, struggling. Okay, all this work will sum up in a minute to see the glory of God and the work of the hand of God, and to see many coming to the church. So this idea of toil in prayer, struggle in prayer, toil in church service, بتسهر أو بتتعب في خدمة الكنيسة أو في الصلاة, this kind of toil in loving people, بتستحمل ناس كتير, بتحبهم مع أنهم ناس صعبين, كل التعب ده part of your service, part of your career as an evangelist, as a preacher. You work hard like a fisherman. You may spend the whole night fishing. You have little time for sleep and eating. But in all this, you will find the work of grace. Another important point of the fisherman's life is the fisherman's team. Actually, in fishing, there are two main types or styles. The one who uses sonara, and he can, you know, work by himself. But in order to fish many fish, actually you should work in a team. And we have nothing but a team. And one of the main meaning of a church, it's a team work, a team loving each other, a team having the same vision and same plan. So this team-minded servant will help a lot in the work of evangelism. Actually, the problem with many preachers, they cannot play in a team. They are good players, but they do not know how to play in a team. فاهمين المعنى؟ في لعيبة بس ما بيعرفوش يلعبوا في فريق. ما بينفعوش في الكرازة. الكرازة لازم تلعبها فريق. لأن النت, if you go to the Nile or the see, and you just have some minutes looking at some of those who are fishing with the net, you can see clearly that they work at least 3 or 4 together. ما بينفعش واحد يطلع بمركب معاه شبكة لوحده, ما شفتهاش عمري. لازم يكون على الأقل معاه واحد أو اثنين. إذن هنا في حاجة مهمة. And that's what exactly happened when Saint Peter, in his first, the first miracle happened to him with the multitude of fish. He asked for the help of others to come and help him catching the fish. شايفين الآية؟ So they signal to their partners in the other boat. That's exactly what's happening. نوها مثلا تكلم أنكل شريف تقول له الحقني بفريق. ألبير يكلم بشوي فغان ابعتوا لنا معونة. معونة مش مادية يعني, ابعتوا لنا بشر. في السودان ماركو يقول له أنكل وسيم هتيجوا إمتى. إذن this kind of team work together in any country, it's part of the missionary work to come and help them. So in the team work of an evangelism or a fisherman, we have to know the roles. Each one has his own role and job description, what to do and what not to do, and who is doing what. This should be very clear. who is doing this, and when and how and what. Also, these roles together should be complemented, completing each other, and we should respect each one's role. Another idea of being a fisherman is being a farmer. This is also very common in the book, in the Bible, that after seeding the seed and watering the plant and putting, you know, in the soil some of the fertilizing agents, after a long period, it comes to the minute of gathering the fruits. So gathering fruits, like gathering sheep, like gathering fish, it's the work of evangelism. So you always depend on others. You cannot make it alone. Even those who are very much known like evangelists, like St. Mark, like St. Paul, like St. Peter, they never worked alone. St. Paul had many disciples. St. Mark made disciples. St. Peter is saying, "St. Mark, my son." So always there is some need to others, and we should work together. In the Gospel of St. John, he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. Another verse, do you not say there are still 4 months and then come the harvest? I always understand this verse with the idea of many of you may believe that, oh, that's too far. This is like a dream. ده بالضبط اللي اتقال لقاله المسيح. اوعوا تفتكروا انه فاضل كتير على الحصاد او ان الحكاية طويلة قوي. قال لهم ايه؟ بصوا. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. So wherever you go, you will feel this verse. You will touch the meaning of this verse. And you may listen to any of those who went in a mission everywhere. They believe so much in this, that the harvest already white. It's not that far. It's not that complicated. It's not that impossible. Actually, it's very possible. It's nearby. It's white for and ready for harvest. But we have to remind ourselves that doing this job of a fisherman or gathering people to the kingdom of God starts always by listen, behold, the sower went out to sow. يعني خرج الزارع ليزرع. بتبتدي كده لازم. الزارع اللي بيزرع ده ما بيشوفش البذرة طالعة شجرة. لا 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 لسه كتير. لكن هو عليه يزرع. يزرع وما يقلقش. يزرع وبعدين يسقي وبعد عادي سنة واثنين وعشرة وماله فين بقى لما يشوف ولازم يشوف. This kind of الزرع أو الغرس بالذات written by St. James when he said lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word. Implanted word. حلوة دي. يعني كلمة مغروسة لازم تتأكد ان الكلمة دخلت شوية ما تسيبهاش على الوش. زقها جواك وزقها جوا لغاية ما تدخل بعد كده هي تستوي لوحدها. Also there is some role for the watering guy. في سقي كمان غرس وسقي. Like saying I fed you with milk and not with solid food. This is important for a preacher, not to give solid food for the babies. البيبيز اللي هم لسه مش عارفين مين ربنا يسوع ما تكلمهمش عن التناول من اول قعدة بالراحة شوية. تكلمهمش يعني عن الضيقات والتجارب اللي هتقابلوها. انت بتطفشهم ما تخليك واعي شوية. كلمهم عن المسيح الطيب، عن أبوة الله، عن الحياة الأبدية، عن هذه الحياة الباطلة. يعني اشتري للزبون الأول وبعد شوية اسقي بقى ابتدي كبره. فين لما يأكل الصوليد فود؟ لكن في الأول he needs some milk. Until now you were not able to receive the solid food, and even now you are still not able. Remember also the promise of the Lord saying, shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return me void. It shall not return to me void. مش ممكن ترجع فاضية. اوعى تقول لي سافرت بلد عشان تعمل حاجة ورجعت ما كسبتش حاجة. هذا على الوش بس ده ما كسبتش حاجة. زي فلاح صغير لسه مبتدئ راح زرع ورجع لمامته يقول لها الشجرة ما طلعتش. يا ابني انت عبيط. ما طبعا انت هتحط البذرة النهاردة وتسقيها بالجروف والجردل بتوعك وترجع تقول بقت نخلة. ما انت مش فاهم. ما تقلقش. My word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in this thing for which I send it. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, you did not choose me, but I choose you. This is for you, by the way. And appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. So the target is bearing fruit. يعني إيه؟ نكسب نفوس. شغلتنا كده. And that your fruit should remain. يبقى كمان عينك ان اللي تكسبه ما يروحش تاني ما يضعش منك. That whatever you ask the Father in my name he may give you. يعني ايه؟ You always supported in your evangelism career, in your service, with the promise that whatever you need you will be given. Whatever you need for this story, you will gifted. You will be gifted, because God cares very much for the salvation of everyone. Glory to God. Amen.